Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eddie's Crazy Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about the man, the myth, the legend, Miles Davis. If you love long jam sessions, solo instrumentals, and crazy songs that change and tell a story, Miles Davis is your guy. Miles Davis's Bitches Brew changed and altered what we know about improvisational music with almost every song. And he did this without saying a single word. Miles Davis has been called the most influential trumpet player of the 1900s, and his playing stands out in all of his songs. Davis was not only an amazing musician, he was also great at choosing members in his band. Some of the members in his band were so great, they broke away and went solo, like John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, Herbie Hancock. Miles Davis was born May 25th, 1924 in Alton, Illinois, and was the third child in a wealthy family. His mother played the violin and encouraged Davis to start playing an instrument. When Davis was young, he started listening to the radio and loved songs by Louis Armstrong, Bessie Smith, and Duke Ellington. At the age of 10, Davis got private trumpet lessons where he was taught standard trumpet techniques. But when given the chance, he experimented with improvisation. The first group Davis joined was Eddie Randall's Blue Devils in St. Louis. But after a year, he joined a group from New Orleans called Adam Lambert's Six Brown Cats. This band had Joe Williams as its singer, who became very famous, which led to Miles becoming famous. Davis's career took off when he moved back to Illinois and started making his own music. Miles Davis's album, Bitches Brew, is made up of long songs with many ups and downs. The slow and soft parts of his songs make it sound like it's about to end, and the loud and fast parts make the listener hope it will never end. The two most notable songs in Bitches Brew that sound like this are Pharaoh's Dance and Bitches Brew itself. Miles Davis's music relates surprisingly well with America and the values that Americans have. The ups and downs and fast and slow parts of the music relate to many Americans' day-to-day lives. Without the use of words in his songs, it's hard for the listener to decide whether Davis is for or against American values. But from the constant upbeat and downbeat music, it could be said that he changes his opinions. Miles Davis's music also connects to America because of the freedom found in his music. In his music, nothing is forbidden. He plays whatever he wants and for as long as he wants. Miles Davis broke away from traditional jazz and created his own type of jazz, just like America broke away from England and made the country we love today. Because of this, Davis has earned the title as one of the most influential musicians ever. The two songs that best represent Miles Davis's album Bitches Brew are Pharaoh's Dance and the song Bitches Brew itself. Both of these songs include the elements of music he was known for, which were trumpet and improvisational jazz. Even in the book, Bitches Brew, the author states that all the band members are doing their own thing, but they are all doing it at the highest level possible. Some of the greatest musicians in all the world gathered to make the album Bitches Brew, and because of this, the album and the songs in it are terrific and one of a kind. As I mentioned, these songs are very long and made up of many ups and downs, quiet and loud parts. Both of these songs don't have lyrics either, so it is up to the listener to decide what the songs are about. Pharaoh's Dance is a 20-minute song that is made up of soft brass instruments and piano. The song begins soft and gets very loud in the middle, then starts quieting down towards the end. Bitches Brew is almost all constant horns and drums, with a few soft parts that are made up of piano. Unlike Pharaoh's Dance, Bitches Brew starts quiet and ends very loud. The longer the song goes, the louder it gets. After listening to Miles Davis's music for long enough, it is easy to forget about the lack of lyrics and just focus on the sound of the instruments. With all the ups and downs of his music, it is hard to not become relaxed during the quiet parts, then shook up as it quickly becomes loud. Because of Davis's improvisational style, there is no telling what's going to happen next in his songs, and it is almost impossible to predict. The sound of Davis's music is mostly brass instruments and piano, but there are occasionally drum portions. Davis makes sure that the trumpet is always the loudest part of his music because he is such a great player, and that is what he is known for. One well-known band that is still around today and that plays with Miles Davis's improvisational style is the band Phish. There is no doubt that Phish was inspired by Miles Davis due to their long jam sessions, lack of lyrics, and their focus on one instrument. Phish's album, The Sicket Dish, is influenced by Miles Davis. The entire album is made up of improvisational songs without words, just instruments. Unlike Miles Davis, Phish focuses on the guitar instead of the trumpet. But like Miles Davis, they make it the center of attention in their songs. Miles Davis left such a big influence on the music world, and because of this, band still uses methods today. Here's a quick dose of Phish's song, the name is Slick. Welcome back to Eddie's Crazy Podcast. I hope you enjoyed that quick clip of The Name is Slick. Miles Davis, a famed musician, and Toni Morrison's book Jazz have a lot more in common than one might think. Throughout Morrison's book, one of the characters, Joe Trace, is trying to make a name for himself and leave a trail, unlike his parents. I'm Trace, what they went off without. I never knew my own daddy and my mother. Joe's story and Miles Davis's music have a lot in common. Miles Davis makes the beginning of his songs and improvises his way through the rest, coming back to the beginning throughout his songs. This relates to what Joe is trying to do with his life. Joe does not want to end up like his parents and not leave a mark on the world. He wants to have memories that he can come back to. The first trace he will leave is his new name, which will be with him forever. Joe's life and Davis's songs are very similar. It shows a connection to how jazz music relates to real life. Both people and music leave a trace, and if their trace is great enough, then they will be referred to throughout history. There is no arguing about whether or not Miles Davis is one of the most influential jazz musicians ever. He invented and popularized improvisational music and was also one of the best trumpet players of the 1900s. Davis' songs are still listened to today, and contemporary artists still make long improvisational songs like he did. Some of these artists include Phish and the Grateful Dead. Miles Davis played jazz for 40 years, and in that time won 9 Grammys and wrote an award-winning autobiography. Because of all these facts and more, Miles Davis has more than earned the title of one of the greatest musicians of all time. Thank you for listening to this episode of Eddie's Crazy Podcast. I hope you enjoyed learning about Miles Davis. Hit the like button, subscribe, and come back next week for another awesome podcast. I'd like to say thank you to our producer, host, and writer, Edward Green, and also a big thanks to Mr. Miley, our editor.